52-year-old Andy was a successful businessman who'd lived life in the fast lane as a motorsport journalist, coach for Moto Grand Prix, and director of a million-pound motorbike business. But 6 years ago, Andy suffered a stroke during a routine operation. Partially paralysed, aphasia makes his speech muddled and communication a struggle. Soon they could hear even the flap of the goblin feet. Many, many feet, which seemed only just around the last corner. The blink of red torches could be seen behind them in the tunnel they were following, and they were getting deadly tired. Why did I ever leave my hobbit hole? Said poor Mr. Baggins, bumping up and down on Bomber's back.
Why did I ever bring a wretched little hobbit on a treasure hunt?
Fear was the impulse. For them, it was always safer to advance than to retreat. Advance against the enemy and the bullet might miss you. Retreat, evade, betray, and the bullet would never miss. But now he would attack the arm that held the whip and the gun. The business of espionage could be left to the white-collar boys. The telephone rang and Bond snatched up the receiver. Dr. Martins appealed to people who have their own individual style, but share a united spirit. Authentic characters who stand for something. People who possess a proud sense of self-expression. People who are different.